after Pentecost, we continue to follow the narrative of the journey of Jesus and his disciples from Galilee to Jerusalem. In parallel lessons, we are also following in our Bible study the journey of the chosen people now out of Egypt to the desert. Now, this Sunday's gospel reading tells us that Jesus took a break from his journey to visit a home in Bethany, a home away from home. Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary were good friends of Jesus. Actually, he often visited them as their closest family friend. Now, in this particular visit, Luke described how this normal and ordinary social visit of Jesus became an interesting pastoral situation. You have seen that also in the first reading, when there were two guests that appeared in the house of Abraham, remember, to visit them. It was a normal visit, but it turned out that there were messengers from God telling them that Sarah, in her old age, was going to bear a son. And of course, we know the story. It will be Isaac. Now, in this short account now in the Gospel, Luke pictures Martha in this visit of Jesus to their house. Martha becoming busier and busier by the minute with the many tasks, including preparing a meal for Jesus. Luke, however, pictures Mary, her sister, as doing nothing except sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to his words. So what is wrong with this picture? Isn't that this is what is happening when we offer hospitality to someone in our home? There is usually one of us in the kitchen cooking and another conversing with the guest. However, in this situation, Martha went off to complain to Jesus about Mary. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." Martha seems to me to have a good reason to complain. Mary was not doing her fair share of the household chores. From Martha's perspective, it seems to me that she was complaining not so much about too much work to do, as much as having too little time to listen also to Jesus. If only Mary would help, then Martha would have a chance to sit down there and listen also. But the response of Jesus to the complaint of Martha presents a more challenging point for our reflection. He said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is only need for one thing. And Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Now, note in this response is Jesus condemning Martha and extolling Mary, do you think? Now, Jesus is saying, is it better to sit and listen than to stand and do something? Is he teaching that receptive listening is more valuable than active service? Now, one key to answering these questions is to see the story of Martha and Mary as a description of the two dimensions of discipleship. The Martha dimension, which commentators call the discipleship of active service. And then the Mary dimension, which commentators also call contemplative discipleship. In this understanding, we see Martha and Mary not as contradictory models of discipleship, but as complementary dimensions of a single discipleship, the active and the contemplative dimensions. This kind of understanding has implications for our own discipleship today. So let us look at the story more closely. In many ways, we can identify with Martha, according to Jesus, worried and distracted about many things. Many of us do not lack of busyness about many things. If we look at our schedule, we often say that there is not enough time. Remember when we were young, we did overtime or did double time, meaning to say 2 8-hour shifts in one job or 2 separate jobs. And we're just talking of the paid portion of our job. There are still the unpaid portion of household chores. Don't we usually say, laundry? Oh, I'll do that this weekend. The yard? I will do that this weekend. Clean the house? I will do that this weekend. I have an experience for that, especially the truth. Away for a month, and he said, oh, I have to do all the chores in the house. And what are the net results in our homes and families? We have no or very little family time. Perhaps we could afford to give family members more presents when they actually may need more presence, sitting at the foot of Jesus, doing nothing but listening to his words. And what happens when we put off chores for the weekend? So we hear some people say, sorry, I can't come to church this weekend. I am simply swamped. Oh, so much to do. I believe that we should take Jesus' words seriously. You are worried and distracted by many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. So note the contrast, and I would rather say the need for balance, the distraction by many things, and the focus on one thing. This does not invalidate hard work. It only validates and reasserts the importance of sitting at the Master's feet and listening to his words, like in Sunday worship. So my prayer for all of us is to make alive and active the Martha and the Mary that is in us all, the active and contemplative dimensions of our following Jesus. Amen.